IVM.
Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru. Yes, what's up?
Hey man, how's it going?
It's been so bad, yes, for Arsenal this week that we had to go to our friend's house.
Yes.
And catch hold of him and then get him to
talk about it.
So, welcoming again, Tanuj.
Hello.
Would you like to speak?
No. I'm not going to let you get joy from whatever efforts you've put in bringing me on this podcast today.
Yes. And just to ensure that we still don't speak about it, Tanuj has this dynamite cat.
He's having some gastrointestinal problems right now. Farting a bit of glory.
Fine. So, Yash, what happened? What happened, man? Before we get the Arsenal watcher into this. Why?
Yeah, not even a well-wisher
anymore. The watcher. So
where do we start? So, we started the North London Derby. We didn't cover it last.
Yes, let's talk about this North London Derby. We recorded the podcast. We said that I had hoped at least it will be a draw and they don't lose their minds. Right. So, but Arteta supposedly sent them out to lose their minds. Why?
Yeah, but most of the Arsenal people are saying that the game was over within the first 15 minutes thanks to a certain Rob Holding booth. So they couldn't hold on to their nerves, I guess. Yeah, and it started going downhill from there until by the middle of the week, we were back to the glory days of AFTV and our friends, online friends.
Of DT?
No, he's in jail.
Oh God, who's the other guy?
Troops.
Why can't they record a podcast from jail? I mean, as a side note, Baru.
He hasn't paid enough cigarettes to get a phone yet.
He hasn't sold.
Sold.
Oh, but so Northland, why? Okay, yes, obviously doesn't have an answer. But why did Arteta tell these fellows to be so aggressive? Like, why? Or as Sidhin, our dear friend, said, please do not play some football from another galaxy. Try to do the simple stuff. So...
yeah, well, that simple stuff had been getting Arsenal on a winning streak before they met Spurs. And they also lost to
Newcastle. We'll get to that.
Those guys. Yeah. So, the simple stuff was getting them through. But once they faced a team which was like just playing football for once, everything broke apart for the revolution once again.
Oh, and then they faced a team playing football again.
Again, yeah.
Oh, this is so bad. Yes, their club was hoping like $100 million would come into their kitty.
Yeah, I mean, the key phrase going around, which I heard in among the Arsenal people, was it's in our hands.
Still.
That was the key phrase. No, before.
Even
before the Newcastle game. All they are hoping for is for Spurs it up again.
Yeah, but that is the... factually speaking, it was in Arsenal's hands, right? They just have to win.
Yeah, draw.
Now it's not.
They just had to draw against Spurs.
Now everyone's become like a fan of Norwich suddenly. It's insane. Arsenal Twitter, Norwich Twitter right now is so amazing, right? Every tweet from a Norwich club handle or a Norwich fan is getting so much engagement from Arsenal fans. I saw this one tweet where it's like, go canaries, and they've posted the Norwich logo, but instead of like the candies in it, it's got a cannon now.
Cannon.
So it's insane. I mean, I really hope Norwich
pull off a miracle.
Yeah,
cookie party.
But the good news is that Holding is back for the last game. So, man, it is just... so sad. But they actually thought they can win against Newcastle, yes. Like, you know, clearly Arsenal fans don't watch any other club play. Why would they think they can easily beat Newcastle? Haven't they? Like, the real revolution is happening at the Tyneside.
Yeah, I mean, normally a club in a position of Newcastle will be on the beach by now. But as we know, the Newcastle players are playing for their next mega contract coming from our very rich owners. So they had to show against this very good team. So Yeah, I mean, it was a very bad time to play against.
I know. Us, Sridhar. 2 weeks, no United game. Yeah. Everyone is us. Before we talk about everything else, Erik ten Hag is finally the Manchester United manager.
Yes, he's
flown into Manchester.
Yeah.
And I think the first order of business is to extend Phil Jones's contract.
What? as a coach? Obviously. Yeah, he's the facial expression coach for the Manchester
United. So, what are you hearing about? What's the news coming out of Carrington?
No, there was no match this weekend, there's already transfer news, although the window is far away. There is De Jong, Kamara, Darwin Nunez. So, and there's some really tall fellow at Stuttgart. I forgot his name.
Are you talking about Christian Nkunku? But that guy.
No. There's a white guy.
Oh.
who's like 6'7" and basically all his description makes him sound like Peter Crouch. But all these wild rumors are flying all around, and that's all we have to go for, because otherwise on the pitch it's been bad for United anyway.
Even when they were not playing Baru, imagine. Yeah. Issue that Arsenal had it bad. It's been so bad for United even when they didn't play.
Yeah, I mean, I got some welcome to the Europa League messages from a lot of United fans
who
are setting up the house for us. But that'd be fun if something happens on the last day and, you know, they actually end up in the conference league and West Ham makes it.
Wait, is that a chance? Yes.
United have to lose and West Ham have to win, because West Ham are like 10 goals clear in goal difference.
So West Ham just have to win and you know, okay, let's tackle this one by one. Let's look at Europa and conference league places. United play Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And West Ham play Brighton.
Yeah. Oh. So the South Coast is there. Crystal Palace is in London.
Okay. But the question then, Baru, is that you think Europa, United will play Conference League?
It depends. I mean, how good is the Conference League anthem?
Dude.
Isn't it the same anthem?
It's the same anthem as Europa League anthem.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't I used to?
Didn't I send you a Roma video? They posted it right after the City Real Madrid game. Mm. After like all that, they said enough of this. So they obviously juxtaposed it with office.
Yeah.
And they played the Europa League anthem. So yeah. All right. So will United beat Crystal Palace?
No, they just had to draw. So I think they'll just.
But the question is, will United beat Crystal Palace?
No, they won't. There's no incentive for them to play.
Dude, that is so sad.
They have the incentive to draw. Crystal Palace have no incentive to whatsoever. I think it's going to be a terrible game. It's going to be like a 2-2 with terrible goals.
Wow.
United will be 2-0 up and then concede at the end.
I see.
To Maguire on goal.
Yeah.
Is that a terrible goal? Does that count as a terrible goal? Not for the world of football.
Yeah. Poor thing. Anyway, this is the only time, I can't remember for the longest time, a Champions League spot is yet to be decided. The league is yet to be decided. The relegation is yet to be decided.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the Champions League spot. Baru, before we get into the matches, was Rob Holding racially abused on Twitter?
What? What they called him, the white Pele again?
So they called him the white Michael Holding.
Oh no, I mean,
for hitting someone on the jaw.
Oh God, this is like, okay. So Arsenal play Everton, and what's going on? You think they'll beat Everton, knowing that Super Frank has to play Crystal Palace and then Arsenal.
Yeah.
So if he beats Crystal Palace, it is a meaningless game for them.
Yeah.
Literally the Everton one. So why are Arsenal fans not Everton fans, Baru?
I think it's mostly because it looks better in the headlines.
They have Iwobi. if it's of any.
Yeah, but he's an unrecognizable Iwobi now with long hair.
He is so bad. Like, even as a left.
That is how we recognize him. That's how we still recognize him.
Once you go past the facial features. All right, will Arsenal beat Everton?
Depends.
Newcastle
had the drive thinking about their contract, it's double the drive for Everton. I mean,
why?
They lose out on their contracts with Everton at least.
So they can at least get out of that place.
Yeah.
So, and Richarlison can go to Tyneside.
See, I speak with personal experience, it just sounds like too much of a hassle to change workplaces. Right?
So, wow. So, actually, not just you.
Yeah.
I think you, the three of us here, haven't changed workplace for how many
Maybe
years?
That's why I started this podcast.
Yeah. Wow. How many years have you changed your workplace? Yes.
Seven now. Seven.
You?
Eight.
11.
Wow.
I think it's time to change
the job search model.
Yeah. Oh, that will be good. Okay. Norwich, yes. Will they beat Tottenham?
No.
Hope against hope.
No. They won't.
Come on. Why?
Norwich definitely have nothing to play
for. They have absolutely nothing to play for.
No contracts, no
love. Come on. That defense against Heung-min Song is just. As our dear friend Manu Madan said, the front three of Heung-min Song, Harry Kane, and Kulusevski need to play the Champions League.
Oh, they need to?
Yeah.
I see. So, okay. So, you're basically saying that actually top four is just on paper, yes, but Spurs have locked it down.
Although, I'm still holding out for Everton to lose their last two games and for them to go down.
Wow. So,
come on, Leeds.
So, it'll be the first time in, what, 90, 100 years that Everton's got down?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we'll
beat Delegate.
I know, but I don't think they're going to. But this is amazing. So February 2023, Spurs, United, and Arsenal will play the Europa League.
Yeah.
That's amazing, no?
Wait, why Spurs?
They'll get out of Champions League. Good. It's Conte. Please get the long game.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about relegation here. This is so exciting, guys. Relegation we're talking about. Everton would.
Are you just happy that Bielsa
is around? No,
of course, I'm happy.
No, I always hope for really difficult things to happen which don't happen. So I'm hoping Everton.
Okay, so let us look at the table. We have Leeds at 17th,
mm-hmm.
35 points.
So tonight, Burnley and Everton have games. They're not against each other, and I think their opponents have nothing to play for. And so I'm hoping for an Everton defeat and a Burnley win.
Wow. So Everton is playing Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And Burnley are playing Aston Villa. Oh.
Yeah, nothing to play. Stevie G is going to play the under-19 team today. He's going to hold on for everything in the last.
Wow. All right. So you're assuming Everton is going to draw or lose today?
So they have to lose. No, I
have to.
For them to get relegated.
I know. So in your scheme of
things, they have to lose the next team.
And they will lose to Arsenal. So they will end up with 36.
Yeah.
What's Burnley's path for you? They'll beat Aston Villa.
Yeah. And they'll be where?
They'll be at 37. So they're above Everton.
Yeah.
So we're left with Leeds.
Yeah. And Leeds have to win the last game, right?
Yes. But Leeds have to play.
Not someone serious.
You'll say that and then it'll look like Manchester City. No, Brentford.
Yeah, no one. Brentford on the beach. Brentford on their own beach.
Did you hear about Jesse Marsh telling his team to invoke Gandhi?
No.
Muhammad Ali and Mother Teresa.
Wow, that's such a great factor.
What's Muhammad Ali doing in this group?
Yeah.
Never give up attitude.
maybe he just was... You know, he Googled great people with the name M.
Wow.
So, ended up in Mother and Mahatma.
Mother.
So, they did that. And he did this before the Chelsea game. And Dan James took it to heart. And he invoked the spirit of Gandhi and got a red card. So, he chose the, I don't know, not even the Savarkar way, the Bhagat Singh way.
Oh, I think you have Ali right there.
Yeah, but Ali was Ali went to jail and all. No, he didn't like box the
warden.
Yeah, so exactly. So that way, anyway. So Leeds are going to lose.
No, have to win.
Have to win. I thought you hated Leeds more than Everton.
Nah.
Yeah, not anymore. All right, among the three, Baru, who do you want relegated?
Yeah, I think Leeds should go.
Why? Do you have a solid reason?
Yeah, I'm just used to seeing Everton around, so.
You're used to seeing Everton.
And it's going to become, you know, you guys should know this better. How does it feel? You know, it's that whole Batman Joker thing. How does it feel when Sunderland is not in the Premier League, you know, as Newcastle fans?
We're okay.
None of us are Liverpool fans. So
yeah. We sent out a tweet to Sunderland fans. Even we got a new owner. There may be hope for you. So, yeah. So you want Leeds to go down. Yeah, even I want Burnley to go down, man. Enough of them. This is...
Yeah, they're in. So, the thing is, Burnley going down will be boring. They're so inconsequential right now after that Baldy left. it'll be great, big news. It'll be so much content for us to talk about it.
What will happen to Frank Lampard?
Big sack crooks. I think he'll again fail upwards and like become the Fulham
manager. He fails downwards. He fails upwards. Yeah. This guy. He's aging so fast without many movements. Oh, man. I think we should take a break right now. After the break, let's talk about the title chase and how Liverpool are defying expectations. And now there are articles that Jurgen Klopp is the best English manager after
second best
after
Sir
Alex Ferguson. So we need to talk about it. So stay tuned to Football Total. All right, welcome back to Football Total. Yes, I am Tanuj here. Yeah. Yes, let's go. Is Jurgen Klopp the best manager after Sir Alex Ferguson?
Not yet, is what I'll say. Unfortunately, he's extended his contract in 2027. So at the end of it, I unfortunately think he will be. But
why? What will make him the second best
manager? No, I think he'll win a few more cups. I think he's won, has one more league in him. Hmm. Maybe not the next, maybe not this year, but he has one more league title. And so once that happens, it will seal it.
Would the quadruple have like made him, given him a pass?
Not the best manager's
priority pass to spot two.
He would have made Liverpool the best team ever in the Premier League, right?
But that's just one season, right? So if we're saying that, then maybe Claudio Ranieri is in with a shout for what he achieved with Leicester that one season.
Yes. Didn't you hear Mourinho say, I have won titles, Pep has won, Sir Alex has won, Wenger has won, I don't think Klopp had won. He said, all that is fine. Yes, we won. But the most special is what Claudio has done with Leicester. So Mourinho has already said it.
Mm.
You are just...
We are all disciples.
We are all disciples of Mourinho somewhere or the other. We just say the same things he does. All right. So now that that's out of the way, that he is probably not...
Wait, speaking of Mourinho, why was he crying and stuff?
Dude, he went, he reached a European final with a team which has not reached a European final since 1991. They don't win anything.
Mm.
So...
European final.
Oh, imagine. They got like 20,000 seats or something. And like 3 lakh Roma fans are going to Albania. So if they lose, then the team will get pelted. So yeah, that's happening. But okay, let's get to this. The title chase. Mm. Yes, why is Liverpool not losing? We saw, both of us in anticipation saw the Southampton game. Southampton were leading. Man. Then why?
I don't know, man. It's just, I mean, Nathan Redmond now. Showed why he's called like the poor man's Eden Hazard by scoring a spectacular goal. And it just both of Liverpool goals were so, I mean, we saw them coming. I guess just City have to hold on to that. No, that's all.
Okay. So City play Aston Villa.
Hmm.
Is a draw enough? No.
Yes.
A draw is enough, right? Yeah. So there are two aspects to this.
Yep.
TVG
yep.
will help Liverpool. Yes. At least for once in his life.
Yeah.
Or, as Pep Guardiola said, mm-hmm. that we will show passion. Our stadium will be full for 55,000 people, cauldron and all of that, he said. You think they'll buckle under pressure?
Yes, they will. I mean, I think they put up a Tony Cruz statue to celebrate Aguero's, you know, feat 10 years ago. So now I think they're going to recreate the whole thing and create unnecessary pressure for themselves.
But they're going to win it at the end.
Yeah, they'll win it. I don't think they need a full stadium and all to beat. I mean, see, the thing is, as they say in football, the proof of the pudding lies on the table.
Yes.
And see where Aston Villa are on the table. And Liverpool are playing Wolves on the last day. Wolves are miles ahead of where Aston Villa are. So despite all of that Stevie G passion, I don't think they measure up to City. This is City's last game of the season.
And we thought the same about West Ham also. They have nothing to play for and all of that. And they took a 2-0 lead, right?
Yeah, fair enough. But West Ham are still, you know, sort of playing for the Europa League, right? They have, instead of the Conference League, if they manage Europa, that would still be an achievement. And Moyes, of course, is a superior manager to Stevie G. They have a bunch of world-class players at West Ham, which Aston Villa don't have. So, yeah, I just don't see Aston Villa as a great opposition, but as they say, anything can happen in football.
Oh, our Liverpool supporter is walking away somewhere. He's had enough of your tirade or of your negativity towards Liverpool. So, but Baru, who do you want to win the league? Like Liverpool or City?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit nice if Liverpool win it right now because now they're the underdogs. It's not in their hand, so to speak.
Yeah, but I mean, City winning is...
I just want some drama, man. City winning is boring.
Yeah, so don't be warned. Just
and
like
it's just another step for the quadruple. So that'll be great to see. Like,
from when did you become this whole Liverpool fan? Quadruple?
I'm not a Liverpool fan. It's just that Liverpool happened to be in the spot where they might get a quadruple.
All right.
So I'm supporting the underdog. sure. at the same time that they win the quarter. They are underdogs to win the quarter for
life. I mean, I don't mind City winning another time. It's okay, whatever. It's like so inconsequential. Them winning
the other leagues, like, is anybody else who else has got a double?
AC and Inter. Serie A is down to the last day. 1 point difference. And if Milan, if they draw, I think that should be enough.
Yeah, that has been a great tactic.
Yeah, it's a 2 point difference. And if Milan basically draw against Sassuolo because they have a better head-to-head against Inter, they'll win. And it's a very young team. It's actually quite amazing what they've done. And Zlatan, did you see Zlatan? The AC Milan fans were cheering on the bus and our man was like egging them on and he broke the window of the bus.
Wow.
Yeah, has he done anything else this season?
Yeah, he's come in important times and right. Giroud will finally win a league. Dude, Giroud scored important goals and I think...
He's only won the Europe
League. No, I'm talking about National League. All right, so yeah, that's happening.
Speaking of winning the National League, Gokulam Kerala has done it again.
You mean, are you talking about I-League?
Yeah, National League.
Even Praful Patel doesn't call it the National League. So what are you
doing? But it was called the National Football League.
I'm very happy that our friend, our mentor, Stevie D, he is crushing it.
Yeah, they won with like quite a few games to spare.
I know. So,
56 goal difference. The closest is like 10 or something.
So imagine, no?
It's crazy. Like, they can't get him on again. I mean, we are repeating this.
No, no. I exchanged texts with him. He said, come, watch the game, then we'll hang out after that. So, you tell me whenever you're free, let's go. Because Yash is not a connoisseur of grassroots football.
Even I-League is grassroots right now.
It is below.
So, anyway, Gokulam Kerala has done it like for the second year in a row, for the first time ever in Indian football. Mm. And in the women's I-League, again, Gokulam Kerala is winning it.
Wow, what do you mean women's I-League? Like, how many teams are there?
I don't know how many were there. Like, I think 10 or something.
Okay.
They're winning it over there. So basically, Kerala Blasters are the worst league, worst team in Kerala because even the Kerala State team won the Santosh Trophy.
Dude, no!
So had they won, that would have been the real quadruple.
Yeah. And the funny part was.
The amount of praise Pindrai Vijayan would have gotten for this.
He set the story.
Yes.
Because in both places, it was West Bengal who were on the other side. In I League, it was Mountain Sporting who took it to the last day. They were actually ahead. I think 3 weeks back or 4 weeks back.
You mean like Arsenal and Spurs situation?
Actually, anyway, in Santosh Trophy, I had to come to India to take you away from North London. You're still there.
I mean,
in Santosh Trophy, it was Kerala versus West Bengal again.
All right.
And West Bengal were again ahead in that match before they lost in penalties.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you saying Kerala is the best state in the country?
See, we need to talk about Indian football at least once a quarter so that we can maintain that thing in our bio.
Oh yes.
We discuss Indian football.
We know Indian football. Yeah. We know the names.
Maybe now Spotify will stop tagging us as American football top ranking podcast.
Oh, that was so good. But imagine some like Tom Brady fans. Tom Brady, yeah. They're just listening to us week on week in Cambodia.
They're tagging on Gokulam Kerala and Steven Diaz.
They're like, let's go.
Who is this TVD? Quarterback?
Atlanta! Ambarnath Atlanta!
All right, let's watch the games. There's so many good games to look forward to. Inconsequential games. So, Yash, what are you watching this weekend? Don't say United game. I will just like...
I'll keep an eye on Wolves versus Liverpool because if they mess up on the last day and lose, it will be hilarious. If Liverpool mess up on the last day
and they lose to
because
Wolves.
Of them, lose the title by drawing or losing, it will be great.
And if they lose even after winning, that's even better to see.
Not really. Then it will not be. They'll be okay. I obviously you prefer need... that to City messing up. But
all right. So you're keeping an eye on Liverpool versus Wolves. Tanuj?
I don't know. India is playing Jordan later this week. So
I'm talking about weekend.
Yeah, whatever.
So what is later this week?
What is the final London derby of the season?
All right. Let's do this.
It spoke about Brentford.
Yeah, while he's looking, India actually is facing the Bengal Santosh Trophy side first.
Oh.
The Indian national team.
India versus Kerala. Secession already happened.
Yes. Then they're playing Jordan. Then they're playing Cambodia. Then they're playing Afghanistan.
Shout out to Cambodia.
Yes. I hope India loses to Cambodia.
We'll have a special episode on June 9th.
Yeah, with Pol Pot himself.
Oh, God. And there we lost our
Cambodians. That is what we call in India humor. Joke. All right. So the London derby of the Chelsea Watford.
Boring. Dude, this has to be the second most boring London W of the year.
Is Brighton West Ham or better?
No, the more boring one was Watford Chelsea.
Okay, I'm talking about this weekend, this Brighton West Ham as well. Can you consider that
Brighton,
as a London W?
Is Brighton a London W?
How far it is from London?
I don't know.
It's just like, trying to push
like the Alibaba London.
Exactly.
Yeah. So London is there. So you're going to watch Chelsea Watford,
no,
where
I
top
won't.
Four is being decided.
That's
really
what I'm saying. It's the most boring one.
Why don't you watch Arsenal Everton?
Yeah, I think I'd watch that.
So what's the score going to be?
Please predict a Arsenal victory.
Yeah, I mean, let's go for an Arsenal victory. 1-0-2.
I have a feeling Everton are going to win against Crystal Palace today.
Yeah, it's happened. You know that I predict and hope for things that are extremely difficult to happen. So.
Yeah, okay. So 1-0 Arsenal. Rob Holding, like redemption goal.
Of course. All offline right. Screamer.
Yeah, offline screamer. What is he, Shaka?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm going to watch Sassuolo Milan. Mm-hmm. And if Milan, and I hope they draw.
Yeah. What? You want Inter to win?
No, if they draw, enough.
Oh, okay.
All Milan needs is a draw. And they are through. Zlatan will win.
Another.
Pioli will win. Man. And ex-Chelsea boy, Tomori, he'll win. Even he knew how to win a league. Get out of Chelsea. So, that's what it is. All right. All in all, an exciting
weekend.
After this, football's done, right?
No. Europe.
Oh. We are recording on the Europa League final date. So
today's
18th, right?
Oh, Reece Nelson can win it.
No, but the Conference League final.
No, Conference League has already been upgraded to the second most important tournament.
Man.
Conference League final is
the Rangers and Frankfurt.
Frankfurt and Rangers match is today.
Yeah.
All right. So give me your predictions. Let's see what happens.
Frankfurt will win.
2-1. What makes you say that? What
because if Rangers win, people will give credit to Stevie G. From
Wow. This so, yeah. We are relentless in our following of storylines. Baru?
I don't care. The Conference League final is more important right now.
But that goes without saying, but just...
Let me just say what they asked Mourinho.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, ki bhai kya hua, like Rangers have reached the final or whatever. And Celtic fans were like, he congratulated Rangers for reaching the final. I think Celtic fans were like abusing him or something. So he had a message. He said, I congratulated you guys when Brendan won the league with you guys. That time you guys didn't say anything. Thank you. Thank you. Abhi gussa kyun nikal rahe ho? I'm just congratulating them for reaching final. So in that spirit, do you hope Rangers win?
Yeah.
You think the movement of getting Rangers into Premier League will intensify?
Yeah, after all the galleys they've given England for the Brexit,
uh-huh.
I think itna to banta hai, they should allow them to.
I know, because by May 31st, Chelsea may not be there.
Yeah.
So, just get another club in blue.
Oh, God. At least we'll get a side of the history.
All right. Okay. So, Arsenal, 1-0 you're predicting. Liverpool, what are you predicting?
Oh, 1-1 draw against Wolves.
I'm going to predict a 2-0 win for AC Milan. And here's for all our wishes coming true. And we have next week we'll have end of season review, Baru. I think you should be there. We will not talk Arsenal because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Unless.
Oh yeah, unless. No. But if Norwich win, we'll talk about only Norwich. We'll still not talk about Arsenal. So
because Arsenal had lost that match.
Oh shit. Then we'll have dejected yes to look forward to. So enough things to look forward to. All right, Baru.
All right.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.